Chapter 78, Dalinar 8. Despair killed as many of Dalinar's men as did skirmishes with the Vaden army. They simply gave up, sitting down or collapsing against the stone, knowing that their companions couldn't pause long enough to encourage them onward. Even those who kept going seemed to have lost heart. They knew that they marched toward their doom. A final stand at Teth Kanar would be no more meaningful to them than a final stand on the empty plains. They would die either way, and their country would fall to the invaders. Perhaps this is how the soldiers of Prelir felt during those last months, Dalinar thought as he urged the men forward, giving encouragement where he could. Behind him, Elokar's army provided cover. The Vadens had gotten too close again, and one of the armies had needed to provide time for the other to retreat. After the disastrous ambush several weeks before, both leaders had determined that there would be no more joint ventures. Dalinar reined his horse in as he reached the lip of the Rift of Northall. Too wide and steep-sided to be a late, the rift was a massive crack in the ground. Dalinar loathed using it as a pathway, for it would provide his enemies with the high ground, not to mention an easy trail to follow. However, at the army's current rate, there wouldn't be enough men to fight even if they did reach Teth Kanar. The bed of the rift was a steady decline, far easier to march along than farmland hills. It also provided a direct path to the Teth Late. Taking the rift would cut as much as a week off their march. The Aleth army's situation was too dire for caution. They would have to risk danger from above. Dalinar pulled his horse back, watching the curving line of his forces pass him and begin down the decline. Fortunately, the side of the rift sloped here, allowing for the army to move down. The natural stone ramp was narrow enough that the column of men bunched up somewhat at the lip, waiting their turn to begin downward, but it was wide enough to be manageable. Dalinar remained where he was, mounted, his shard plate's scars hidden by the darkening dusk sky. Hopefully, the sight of him sitting confidently would give the men strength. Unfortunately, Dalinar had trouble persuading himself to be anything but pessimistic regarding the army's chances. He had worked through every version of the Teth Kanar battle he could envision, and they all ended with his defeat. His army was too fractured, its men too despondent, and the enemy was just too strong. He kept trying to convince himself that the Almighty would see them to victory, but he wondered. What had Alethkar done to deserve deliverance? Conquer Prelir? Bicker with itself? Forcing its soldiers to fight brother against brother? Perhaps Alethkar had already been judged and the Vaden army was a form of divine retribution. An hour passed as his army moved down the ramp, but Elokar held off the Vadens long enough. Barely. The king's withdrawing forces began to arrive at the ramp just as the last of Dalinar's army was reaching the bottom of the rift. Dalinar saluted the shard-bearer at the head of Elokar's troop, then urged his horse down the rift, leaving the king to his fate. If the withdrawal were handled poorly, the Vadens would box Elokar up against the side of the rift, and his army would be slaughtered. The bottom of the rift lay in shadow. Dalinar wanted to call camp for the evening, but he couldn't risk stopping where the Vaden forces could attack so easily from above. He gave the order to continue marching, moving his men away from the base of the ramp to make room for Elokar's forces. He rode with his men, urging them onward. They seemed so few now, barely 10,000. He had to work to keep the despair out of his voice as he gave his orders. After he was certain they were on their way, he left Achathan in command and rode back to check on Elokar's progress. Even as he approached, he could see that something was wrong. Elokar's army had reached the bottom of the rift safely, and there appeared to be no pursuit from above. At first, Dalinar was confused as to what had prompted his initial feeling of wrongness. He called halt to his honor guard, holding up a hand and staring ahead with a frown. And then he saw it. The ramp was gone, or at least half of it was. If he missed his guess, the other half would soon follow. Dalinar cursed, kicking his horse into motion, forcing his honor guard to break into a marching jog to keep up. He rounded Elokar's forces, making for the ramp. The king himself, golden armor stained red from the fighting above, stood at the base of the ramp. However, he was not the source of Dalinar's attention. A group of figures stood on the ramp, their forms barely lit by the evening light. Light flashed before them, crystalline, refracted light. The figures wore black.
"What are you doing here?"
Dalinar demanded, throwing himself off of his horse and stalking toward Elokar. The king turned. He bore a wound on the bottom of his cheek, probably from a spear thrust, and his eyes gave Dalinar pause. He hadn't seen the boy since their meeting weeks before, beneath the tent of parley outside Crossguard. There was something different about Elokar. The same youthful arrogance remained, but there was a hardness that hadn't been there before.
"I'm doing what must be done, uncle," Elokar said.
"You are using awakeners in combat,"
Dalinar yelled, waving toward the forms above.
"Have you no sense of honor or propriety?"
"Have you no love for your men?" Elokar snapped. "Is your storm-cursed honor more valuable to you than they are? Besides, this isn't combat. The fighting ended an hour ago. I'm just making certain our people have half a chance traveling down this death trap of a chasm. This ramp is the only way down on this side for miles."
Light flashed from above, a chunk of rock changing from stone to fire, then vanishing. A column of smoke was rising in the dark sky as well. The Awakeners would be using all three destruction essences, fire, air, and smoke. Dalinar shivered. Besides, during his Charin, he had only seen Awakeners perform their art twice, and both times it had been by accident. A perpetual glow hung before the creatures as they called forth the power of their gems, then released their fury upon the stone rampway. They worked incredibly fast, remaking thousands of brickweights of stone in a matter of a few minutes. Dalinar turned back to the king. Perhaps the boy was right, but Dalinar wasn't in the mood to admit so. Elokar's frustrating refusal to work with him over the last few weeks had worn down barriers of patience.
"You should have consulted me," Dalinar said.
"Why?" Elokar spat back. "I am still king, uncle, despite your little proclamation back at Crossguard. I rule Alethkar, and your armies travel here by my choice. Be glad I haven't ordered you executed yet."
"You may be king in name, boy," Dalinar said, "but you have never been king in my heart, nor have you been one in the hearts of your people. They can remember a time when a true man held the throne. The man you might resemble, but the king you will never be. How Nolanaren birthed such an idiot of a son, I will never know."
"Be gone!"
Elokar shouted, his face red. Smoke formed in his hand as he pointed, his shard blade coming to life. Dalinar gritted his teeth, then spun and marched toward his horse. As he walked, he couldn't help but notice the faces of those around him. His honor guard and Elokar's, regular soldiers from the force and servants carrying supplies, had all stopped to watch the exchange. Their eyes were haunted as they watched Dalinar mount up and ride away.